Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Mem Vav. Starting off a new week here in the mitzvah shir, Resh Mem Vav 246, the mitzvah of Arla, the Isser of Arla. We get to skip a couple of psukim, which don't have any mitzvahs, all about the Isser of Shivcha Harufa, which we discussed back in the world of Karbanos in Parshas Vayikra. And the next mitzvah is in Perek Yutes Pasach Chav Gimel. When you come to the land, unetatem kol eitz ma'achal, and you plant any tree that gives off food, eitz ma'achal, va'araltem arlaso es perya, you shall be ma'arel its fruit. Hard word to translate. What does ma'arel mean? Says, unkelis, usarachakun rachaka yas ibei. You shall distance, sarachakun, that's how unkelis translate arla, distanced. Tlas shnin yehon lachon. Well, back to the pasuk. Shalosh shanim yelachem, for 3 years. Arilim lo yeachel. It should be arel, and it cannot be eaten. It says lo yeachel, not lo yochal, which includes even the iser hana'ah. Right. So this is the iser of arla. As we know, the first 3 years after we plant the fruit tree, it is aser, off limits, before we can enjoy it in certain ways in the fourth year, Netar Avai, which is, Be'ez Hashem, the next mitzvah. These two mitzvahs we have here related to mitzvahs HaTaliyas Ba'aretz. Arla and Netar, actually we'll see if it's Tali Ba'aretz in a minute. But Arla and Netar Avai having to do with the ground. Okay, we have different units as we have had. We had the Shatnez unit, we had the Be'edel Machadero unit. Now we have two mitzvahs that are related to each other, Arla and Netar Avai. So it says the Chinuch. There's an Issa Daraisa to eat from the fruit of a tree during its years of Arla. 3 years from when it is planted. How do you figure out those 3 years? So that's, the Chinuch talks about that later, and the Mefarshim talk about it. You don't go 3 years from the day it was planted, but you, Rosh Hashanah might start a new year, Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, as in Yonah Dioma, as we're in Shvat right now. So anyway, 3 years, however one calculates it halachically. Doesn't matter if somebody plants a new tree or somebody takes a branch of a tree and starts a new tree with that. It doesn't matter. That's all Arla. Look in tomorrow's mitzvah, Bezrat Hashem, what I'm going to say about the mitzvah of Arla. But we're not going to look there, but we'll look at other Mefarshim, which will have similar ideas. But first, let's look at the Ramban. Ramban right here on the Pasuk. We will have four or five ideas behind Arla right now. Number one is the Ramban. The Ramban says, V'tama mitzvah zos, l'chabed es Hashem, me'reishes kol tvuasenu, mi'pri ha'etz, u'tvuas akarem. The point of the mitzvah is to give Hashem, be mechabed Hashem, with the best, the first and the best. The first and the best. And we can't benefit until we bring the first ones, which are the best ones, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and enjoy it there. V'hine, eina pri betok shaloshonim roi lakrivo, l'fnei Hashem anichba, l'fei shihu muat. The first 3 years that a tree grows, the fruit aren't as developed and as tasty as they are after the first couple of years. The harvest is much smaller many times in the trees. So that's why the first 3 years, it wouldn't be kavodik to bring those to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're first, but they're not mechubad yet. So the first 3 years, we just say, are aser. We can't benefit, we don't bring those to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. The fourth year, that's when we go to Yerushalayim. We bring the Netar Avai, the next mitzvah, and we partake of it there, and only after that, in the fifth year, we can partake of it ourselves. But a number of fruit trees don't give any fruit until the fourth year. Because of that, namtin lekulan, even though there might be some fruit trees out there that would give off delicious fruit even the first year, lo plug, we just wait, and by all of them, v'lo nito mehem achenavi min haneta shenatanu kol pirya harisho natov kodesh levnei Hashem. We bring the first ones to God, v'sham yochluhu in Yerushalayim, v'yahaleluhu eshem Hashem, and we praise Hashem there, v'hamitzvah azos domeh lemitzvah habikurim. Says the Chinuch, the message of Arla, which is an Issa Daraisa, and the message of Bikurim, which is a mitzvah, which we discussed back in Parshas Mishpatim, so those are related mitzvahs, because it's all about giving the firsts and the best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Emes HaDavar, Od Ki Apri Betchilas Netias Ilanas Rav Alachos Davek Me'od Matzik Laguf. One also might say, reason number two, the first couple of years, maybe the sap is too tart and too sharp, and therefore it won't be good for a person. Ve'inenu Tov La'achla. So therefore, maybe that's another reason why we wait. Okay, but the real one is the Ramban number one. And then the Ramban quotes the Rambam, as he does many times in his commentary on Chumash in Mor Nevuchim. Because another reason, Ketamu Barov Mitzvahs. The Rambam says a reason for this mitzvah, as he does to many, many mitzvahs in Mor Nevuchim. Ki hoyu lechartumim v'lam hachashvim bizmano mine kishuf. Yasu osam beit netzias ilanos. Many of the magicians and the necromancers and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do voodoo enchantments when they planted trees. V'yechashvu, and they thought to themselves that that would hasten the growth of the tree. Ki bahem yimahera ilan lahotzi piryo kodem zmano. Hayadu ben hovo shalolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by us, first 3 years are off limits. No use in trying. It's another gather of Avodah Zarah. Just like he says, by many, many mitzvahs. In Mor Nevuchim, many, many of the karbanas and the halachas are all about anti-Avodah Zarah. Basar b'chalav. Ubavo yakrivo as a pri lefnei Avodah Galilim sh'asu b'shma. Hakisha v'hu. That's what they do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stay away from that. And enjoy the fruit only afterwards, in the fourth year and in the fifth year. That is number two. Number one, the Ramban, the Kibbutz Baruch Hu, the firsts. Number two, we have the Rambam. The Rambam says because many of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used different methods to hasten, so we want to stay away from there, and therefore we don't go near it. Says the Klal Yakar, fascinating. Harbe Mefarshim Amru B'tam Mitzvah Zu. Many say, he quotes the Rambam, related to the Chok Amoriim, Asher Nira Karav Lomuska Lomar. I'd rather say something else. I think this is about a zecha l'maisa breishis. How? What does it have to do with maisa breishis? Ki kulam nivru b'yom echad. As we know, there. What is Rashi Chazal's quote on Parshas Breishis? Really, everything was created on day one. But Hashem didn't put it in order. Hashem didn't give it its proper place. Hang it in its place. Let it grow until later on. Everything was created, but then on day one, this came out, and then on day three, the grass and the trees, the grass came out. Until day three, the grass was covered. Not until day four, where you have the sun and the moon and all the natural heat and photosynthesis and growth. That's only on day four. Ki kulam tulim b'shemesh v'yareach. All growth is totally on the sun and the moon, as it says in Zos Habracha. Mi meged tvo shemesh, mi meged geresh yirachim. Some things grow by the sun, some things grow by the moon. Nimtza shayim mechusim u'bilti nirin l'achila yom rvi. Until the fourth, they were not ra'ui. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, until the fourth year, they're not ra'ui. You're not allowed to get benefit from them as if they're not here. To remember the first 3 years, Zecha Lamasa Bracious. Tziva Lasso Zecha Lamasa Bracious, Yemachusim, Ba'atumim, Shaloshanim, Ki Ha'arla, Inyana, Kisui, Vyatima. They're off limits. And finally, on the fourth day, in the days of old, right? Fourth day, other Marisha wasn't around yet. There were no even animals to eat from the fruit on day four. Right, it was just the sun and the moon and the stars. As if it wasn't there. And that's why, in the fourth year, we make it Kodesh Hilulam Hashem. Because yes, the fourth year it was there, but it wasn't benefitable yet. And therefore, so too, we have to only bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only on the fifth day, when animals were created, and they could just get regular benefit. So too, that's when we could get regular benefit as well. And that's what he continues. And he even quotes a medrash, Ilanos Minayin Tamalomar Sadacha. Lonomar, okay, continues with the medrash we're not going to read. Anyway, that's the Klal Yakar, idea number three. The Ramban, the Rambam, and the Klal Yakar. Related but different, Rav Sarotzkin quotes, and it's based on the Azayim LaTorah, and also based on a medrash, where he says, what is the message of Aratam Arloso as Pirio? It's to be Mesakein, the Chait of the Eitz Hadas. Where Adam ate too early. There are midrashim that talk about that if Adam would have just waited for Kiddush on Friday night, he would have been able to eat. If it was Geffen, he would have made Kiddush on the wine from that. But he didn't, and he jumped the gun, and it was too early. So too says the Azlan Matorah, forevermore we delay partaking. If any new fruit, Hoser Hashem Osrid Kimad Etz Atzi Apri, Zeicha La'atzi Agan, in order for us to remember the chait. Valzesh Adam Mamtin Lechom and Tiyasa Gimel Shanim, who Mabia es his taiguso meachit shalad marishon. Shlohimtin ara erev, viachom reis kodem zmano, and he ate it too early, and that is why we wait. Related to this is also a medrash. In the Kamosi Shalarav, he quotes a medrash related to the connection of Arla and the Eitz Hadas, and where it talks about maybe lost in love. Actually, we're not going to get a little too far. We'll say it at the end if we have time. But he also quotes a Medrash that also relates and links the mitzvah of Arla to the mitzvah, to the chet of the Eitz Hadas. One final point, and that is related to the word Arla. We mentioned that the Unkelus says that Arla means distant. But another pshat that's given, the Ksava Kabbalah says this, which I'm going to read from, Rav Hirsch discusses this. Shame Arel, as we know, Arel is used in other contexts as well, not just here Arla, but the most famous one being an uncircumcised individual. The foreskin is called an Arla. Or elsewhere in Tanakh, we have Arel Lev, Arel Ozen. What is Arel? Shame Arel Hunach Lerov Al Heder Hashimush Machmas Chisrono Shel Davar Mitzad Atzmo. A certain lack of being able to use shehu mechusar mitzad atzmo hatachuna hahiyana osa el hashimush hamechuvan bo sheinenu adayin bishleimus. It's there, but you can't use it. Aral svatayim. What's aral svatayim? Moshe Rabbeinu. He has lips, but they're not really usable because he has a lisp and he has a problem. Svatayim misukanim called sarachan kishesivsei sharbnei adam aval ein bohem mishlachas el hadibur v'tzrichan tikkun v'shleimus. It's there, but they're not usable. Vinyan arla bazehu arla muskemes. And now he talks about what about arla when it comes to bris mila. Inyan arla bazehu arla muskemes datiit lo muchletet. It's not that it's not there, it's just there's a halachic obligation. Asher kodem shen istav ala Avram ala Mila, before Avram had the tzivui on Mila, it wasn't called Arla. It was only afterwards. All of a sudden, there's a chiv of Mila, so that now creates the fact that we have to get rid of this. V'yafshah ha'ilah shem acher, im or stamo or rosh hagid. Rak acher shen istav al ha'mila, hu chalikro lo arahu b'shem Arla. Because now, it must be removed, and one can't use it. And then he says at the end, Arel here as well. It's as if they're not there. It doesn't make a difference if something didn't grow yet, or something is there but it doesn't taste good, or I can't benefit from it because Hashem told me not to benefit from it. It's all called Arla. There's a lack in the usage, in the Hana, and therefore that is the connection between all the Arels. Okay, let's continue now to get some of the halachas. Midini ha-mitzvah, mash'amar zechonim l'vracha. First mission, Arla. Shanotea l'siag v'lakoros, patam in ha-arla. The halach is, if I plant trees just to be a fence between my property and my friend's property. A fence, I have no kavana to use it as fruit. But it's a fruit tree I put down. Then there's no isra of Arla. No isra, you're allowed to benefit from the fruit right away. That's what the Mishnah says. De'etz machol kasuv. Klomar shelo yita oso l'da'as sheyochal peirosav. You can't plant it in order to eat its fruit. But if you're using it as a siag, as a fence around your gina, you're planting trees to create lumber for your house. So then in those cases, the fruit don't have the status of peiros in the regular sense. Obviously, you have to make a bracha on it, and maybe be chayiv and other things, but there's no arla. Arla is, if you planted it, l'shem fruit. Continuing. V'shomer ha-pri chayev ba'arla. Not only is fruit chayev in arla, but also a shomer ha-pri. What is a shomer ha-pri? This is the Gemara in Ketz and Mevarchin. The sixth paragraph of Maseches Brachos. Moshe Darshu es pirio. Es ha-tafel ha-pirio. Es includes what is secondary to the fruit. Klomar, shomer ha-pri. What is a shomer? A peel, let's say. An orange peel. Now one could go to a store and get chocolate orange peels. However, what bracha do you make on orange peels? Are orange peels subject to Arla? So there's a big shiloh. The Gemara in Brachas seems to link the halachas of Arla and the halachas of Brachas. It's not so clear. Because just for example, there is Arla by Shomer Lepri, which is an orange peel. Let's finish the paragraph, then we'll talk about it. The Shomer is Aser. What makes something into a Shomer? A Shomer is only something that stays on the fruit until it reaches maturity. The ode, she'ehapri tzarech elav kolkach. And also, a shomer is defined by a part of a fruit that is needed. The shaklis le shomer ma'es peira. That if you take off the shomer, the fruit will become disgusting. So, orange peels, l'chara, fit both of those. You don't take the orange peel, grows with the fruit, and if you take the orange peel off, the fruit's going to get disgusting. You're not going to be able to eat it if it's hanging on the tree without it. Even if it's in your kitchen, after a couple hours, it's going to get dried out. L'fichach amr zecharim l'vrach, hashat slav chayi ba'olam enev yonus bovad, type of fruit that's discussed in the Gemara Brachas, the Tzlaf, the Avionis, the Kafrisin, the Chulu. But just for example, getting back to what we said before, orange peels. What bracha do you make on orange peels? Through a Machlokas Rishon, Achronim. The Taz, the Magen Avram, and the Elio Rabba. And Mishnah Berurah quotes all three opinions. Mishnah Berurah in Reish Beis, Sifkat and Lamites. When we come out, he says, Ulinian Klipas Parmansin, which are oranges. Shetognim B'dvash. They had honey-flavored oranges. Yej Deos Bein Achronim. You don't know what to do. Look in the Shara Tzion. He quotes all three. The Magen Avraham and the Panim Iris and the Chayodim quote, you should say Bari for eight. Why? Because you compare it to Arla. Just like it's Chayiv and Arla, so too it should be a fruit for Bari for eight. The Taz and the Rishner Zalman, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe Vechulu says, no, Bari for Adama. You don't go all the way. It's Chayiv and Arla, but for Echus Brachas is Adama. The Olas Tamid, Elio Rabba, others say Shahako. Three shitas. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't know what to do. So you say shahakol. Could be the Eved that would cover everything. If you said any of the others, you're still Yotzei. But this is an important Lundish discussion. Do we compare Hilchos Arla and Hilchos Brachos? Okay, let's continue. V'dinu Teila Rabim, V'dinu L'mitzvah. He talks all about the unusual cases of planting for public use, planting for a mitzvah, if I'm planting in order to have an esrog. The mitzvah applies always to men and women. Where does it apply? So here is a Mefurish Gemara in Kiddushin. The Rambam quotes it. As I said before, these are a package of mitzvahs on Tzlius Baaretz, and I took it back. I said, maybe not. Why? Because the Gemara says, there is Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz. Because of our Rambam, he quotes it from the Rambam, Zel Shono, Iser Arla b'chutz la'aretz, Halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. Adam l'shem ha-toru b'aris bilvad, Adkan. In the Torah it says, V'chisa v'o el ha-aretz, unatatem koleitz machal. Or pasik, when you get to the land. But the Halacha l'moshe mi-sinai tells me, even in Chutz La'aretz, there is Arla. L'fisha b'torah nemar b'feirish, chisa v'o el ha-aretz, unatatem, mashma dafka b'aretz. So how must we understand v'chisa v'o? The Mefarshim explain, not when you come to the land, it is only chayiv in the land, but it's just a when. Hilchos Arla only applies when you come into Eretz Yisrael, but once you come into Eretz Yisrael, it applies everywhere. That's the v'chi. V'chi savo ala aretz. When you come into Eretz Yisrael and you plant, so then there will be halachas of Arla all over. That's how you can understand the pasuk to include what the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is telling me. But inherent in the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a built-in limit. Arla's chutz la'aretz is aser, but only vaday. Ubefeir shamar zachar nevracha kiddush alametes v'inin arla kikach nemra le'halacha Moshe B'Sinai. This is the halacha vada'a aser sveika mutter. This is very unusual. Most of the time we paskin safik daraisa lachumra. This is an exception to the rule. You have one here, you have one by Mamzerus, there are a couple. But here, Arla, Vade Asa Sveika Mutter, Klomar, Shein Inyan Isur, Kamosha Isur, Shabbatorah. This Isur is not like other Isurim of the Torah. Shekoz Mashi is Chadish Aleinu Safik, Bedavar Shuasim in a Torah. Usually, when we have a Safik about a Daraisa, Yesh Lano Lasser Osomi Safik, so you have to be Machmir, to Kaimalan, Safik Isur Daraisa Aser. Usually Machmir, Ukamochim Bianu, Im Hapiushim Matov, I've explained that many other places. Shesavik Halacha Moshe Misina Lachumra. But here, Ben Yisr Arla, Kibalnu, we have a Misara. Kibeferish Nema, Lamoshe, Shisveka Mutter. That's part of Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's expanded to include Chutz La'aretz, but it's limited to say, Safik Arlas Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. Safik Arlas Eretz Yisrael is also, that's a Safik about a Mefurish Din. But Safik Arlas Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. The huge discussion on this, which I'll just allude to, and that is in the Minchas Chinuch and Os Yud Gimel, this halacha is used against the Rambam. Used against the Rambam. Why? Famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, or sometimes it can be formulated as the Rambam versus everybody else. The din of Savik Daraisa Lechumra, is that itself a din to Oraisa or a din to Rabbanan? So, Rov Rishonim hold that Savik Daraisa Lechumra is Lechumra Daraisa. The Torah tells me that I have to be Machmir. Mashenki in the Rambam. The Rambam Menuchas Tumas Meis. There the Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Perek Tes. Quotes, on a Daraisa level, Safik Daraisa Lekula. Midrabanan Lechumra. Many Rishonim, the Rashba, uses this halacha to disprove the Rambam. The Gemara has to say that the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, which is a Din Daraisa, has to go out of its way to tell me that Safik Arlas Mutter? What do you mean? According to you, Rambam, on a Daraisa level, all Sveikas are Mutter. What's this big chiddush of Safik Arla's Mutter? Everything's Mutter on a Daraisa level. So this is Harai that you're wrong. haraya that really savi daraisa lechomer is lechomer daraisa, and this is an exception to the rule. So the Rashba, the Ran, and others bring this as a raya against the Rambam. There are answers. You can look at the Ran there. In Minchas Lana quotes it in Tesvav and Mabez and Dafi Arif. This is an important issue that is discussed here. Continue reading. V'kivan shekeinu, back to the chinuch, shein iser ar l'chal klal b'sveika, there's no iser b'safeg, Yisrael sheish lo ilan shalal l'beginaso. Because, by the way, this is why you don't have to, in Chutz La'aretz, you might not have heard of this, because everything's safeg. So if everything's safeg, so it's mutter. It's mutter. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to ask, what year is this? But in Chutz La'aretz, why aren't we worried about it? Because it's, if you know for sure it's Vada Arla, if you plant a tree, okay, but it's Safek, so it's all mutter. And because of that, continues the Chinuch, Yisrael sheish lo ilan shal arlas beginaso. If I have an arla tree in my garden, ubacha veir v'achal imanu, and then I have my friend, who's a good friend of mine, he knows I let him take my fruit, and I go and I see him eating from my arla tree! Says the Chinuch, you don't have to say a word. For him, it's suffering. Give us some Chutz La'aretz. Eino niskakla hodio klal. Right? You don't have to tell him. Shehu arla. Ukein zem matzana v'gemar shem zekonu v'bracha. Safek livanecho. Give me and I'll eat. Klomar. Shekos machalo yed adam b'vadeh shi arla shari l'lemecha mineh. One is allowed to eat from it. Okay, that is the halacha. Okay. Continuing, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch here, he discusses in Dibur Maschal Lahachilo Biadayim in Osi Yadalid. He says, "Am I allowed to give somebody arla? Fine if somebody's eating it from me, but am I allowed to give somebody arla with my hands actively?" So that's a discussion he has here in Dibur Maschal Vehine. He says, from the fact that the Chinuch only says if somebody's eating it, I don't have to stop him. It sounds like he would not allow you to give it Biadayim. He says, "Why not?" He says, "Arla Chutz La'aretz." Right, he says, "V'lo ucha lohavin dinzeh." Right in the middle of the paragraph, "To kiva de arloch b'chutz la'aretz halacha moshe misinai v'asura b'hana'a heich yochol achil lachaveru dinzeh havayana'a." My giving it to him, others say you're allowed to give it to him. Why should you be able to give it to him? I'm getting hana that way. Arla is aser b'hana'a. Giving it to somebody, you're getting hana. So fine, mitzi do, if it's suffic for him, he's allowed to eat it, but how can I give it to him? I am getting hana. So therefore, he finds that shita problematic to say one would even be allowed to give it to someone. That's why he says, maybe that's what the chinuch says, what he says, that only if somebody's eating it, I don't have to stop him, but I'm not allowed to give it on my own. Finishing up, going to the end of the chinuch, overall mitzvah zu v'achal kezayis b'peres ilan toch shnei arla. If somebody eats from peres ilan during the years of arla, or even from the shomer lepri, chayim malkus, isa daraisa, one gets malkus. There's a lot more here in the halacha lemaisa. The Minchas Chinuch Nos Yud Ches talks about what about liquid arla? Liquid arla. So he says wine and oil is chayiv. You get malkus for that, but other liquids would not, as we know from other areas of halacha. Wine and oil have special status in the worlds of liquids. Just at the beginning now, the Minchas Chinuch says the issue of owning it or not, just look in Osvav, he says Netiyas Goy. Talks about whether a Goy owns property in Eretz Yisrael, or even a Chutz La'aretz, whether there's halachas of Arla there or not. He quotes as a steer in the Rambam, maybe the Rambam was Chozer Bo, but once you just be aware of that, are there halachas of Arla in a Goy's property? Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue next time with the mitzvahs of Netaravai.